Donald Trump, America, Capri Sun, AIDS,
things you should hate,
blowjobs, America, This American Life, girls who like sports,
things that suck,
earthquakes, America, Cheetos, television commercials, the Bush family,
things that are destructive,
hurricanes, Jennifer Lawrence, leaving America, baths, Jennifer Lawrence, Mexican food.
You know what? Don't worry about this. This is the very first time this has ever happened.
Shut up, Dick. Things that make me wet. You didn't even guess, asshole.
What? Mexican food?
You don't like Mexican food?
Well, I wouldn't jerk off to it.
I wish I could strangle you. It was a joke. Things that I like, you know?
Well, you just joked us right out of $1 million, smart guy.
We'll meet you here tomorrow for the $100,000 pyramid.
No, stop
for now, Dick Clark.
Why don't you go suck a cock?
Why don't you go suck your mother's cock?
That's my line. You're stealing my lines.
You didn't invent that.
Seventh grade, junior high. Everybody knows that was my catchphrase.
Whatever.
We'll be right back. You're listening to BBC Radio 5, The Weather. Tonight's expected low will be 7 degrees, possible rain showers tomorrow afternoon, followed by sunshine for most of the day. Next on Radio 5, Performance.
Okay, thank you. What a treat. We are awaiting the master of the evening, and we fully expect to hear several new poems and some classics as well, of course. He is the headliner of the evening, and I, for one, am very excited to see this performance. If you have been under a rock for the last year, Troy Starr has emerged as a reigning force in numbers poetry in all forms. He is far and away the most talked about, sought after, and dare I say the most thrilling numbers poet to come along in several millennia, perhaps ever. And tonight, he will read from his new collection of works entitled 28, his latest foray into the depths of writing, a work of utter brilliance. We also expect to hear some of his standards, part of his highly esteemed canon of work. And here he is, Troy Starr the Number Lord, walking out onto the stage. He carries only a glass of whiskey, that's classic Troy Starr, as well as a copy of his new work, 28, under his right arm. It appears to be 28. We now turn it over to the man of the hour, and we will rejoin you on the other side of this performance. Troy Starr the Number Lord, performing his number 28.
Good evening. Twenty-eight, 17, 3.3, 61, 93, 6.5, 117, 2000, 89.9, 89.9, 2003, 9/11, 16, 145, 3.9, 28, 28, 11.4.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is 28, an excerpt from his new work of utter brilliance. It looks like he's going to be moving on to his established repertoire. Let's listen in.
117. Excuse me. 117, 3, 45, 45, 45, 8,904, 2.6, 11.0, 0.0, 64, 95, 7, 11, 14.
Well, there you have it, part of his canon. It looks like he might do one more reading. We're not sure which one this is. We should announce it. That was a classic, 117 from his 2004 work. 117, of course. Let's listen in for a final reading, perhaps.
6.3. 6.4. 65. 102. 75. 89. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, there you have it after the last reading. A long applause as he now walks off the stage, glass of whiskey in hand. Well, what a night. An evening surely not to be forgotten for quite some time. The great works, both modern and classics, of Troy Starr. Troy Starr, the Number Lord, reading excerpts of his new work, number 28, as well as his work 117. Incredible. You have been listening to BBC Radio 5.
All right, welcome to Art House Radio. This is a special episode here. It's my first celebrity interview here with Ernest Thomas, former star of What's Happening, the sitcom from, I think, the 80s. Pretty popular stuff, still talked about today. I am in Los Angeles, just stopped by for a quick visit here at Ernest Thomas's house, having a little bit of food here. What's going on, buddy? Thanks for coming on. Okay, we are recording, but I can edit anything out. Don't worry about it. So, tell me what's happening. What have you been doing since your big TV show? Any new projects? Okay, a little bit of a glare here. Not sure why. What's going on, man? Why the glare?
Because I ain't never seen a piece of shit sitting at my motherfucking table. Eat that, motherfucker. You never have a goddamn thing in my house. Shit, give me my shit. I don't want you to have the shit. I don't even want the shit. I just did that to fuck with you. Give me my shit. Just to fuck with you. Don't eat my shit. Now you ain't got shit. What you gonna do? Huh? What you gonna do, nigga? Ain't got a pot to piss in or one to throw the motherfucking out of. Son of a piece of shit. I was in there, motherfucker. You ain't no war. I'll kick your ass right now. You want me? You think you can do something with me, nigga? Huh? Huh? Huh, bitch? I will cut your motherfucking hand off. I wish the fuck I had a knife. I'll cut your motherfucking heart off and eat that motherfucker right now. Stank ass motherfucker. You don't know nobody, huh? Nobody wants your ass. You ain't got a friend. You ain't got a fucking relative. You ain't got a next door neighbor. God damn, I could punch your ass. I'll bust you in your mouth right now. Huh? What? Please. Son of a bitch. I wish I had something to stab your ass with. Shit. God damn it. You know how much I hate your ass, huh? This is my house, nigga! Your eyes may glitter, your teeth may grit, but none of my wife's pussy will you get. Better fuck that bed, nigga.
Well, thanks for listening. Art House Radio, supported by people and institutions who care enough to pay for some short ads, and also by people and things who go to our website, arthouse43.com or troymeetsworld.com, click on donate, and then they send us some resources. None of you do it? Well, it's been done. Let's be honest. It has been done, but not enough of you are doing it. So this project, this show, the steam is running out. Do you know what I'm saying? So you need to go there and use your credit card that you're not paying off anyway and just throw 10 bucks our way. Because if you don't, this show's going to stop. Because, you know, that's the way the world works, unfortunately. I mean, I'd be willing to barter. You could send me, like, food. That would be great. You know, you could call Comcast and maybe put me on your bill. Why don't you put me on your bill? Just add my address to your bill. Send me an email. We'll talk. We do need your support. Creative projects are never free, so any support you could give would be greatly appreciated. What a pleasure. What a pleasure it's been. It's been such a pleasure. A
can't describe.
Okay, so I can't do a British accent. Fuck you. You can't either. I'm your host, Troy Ramos. Join me next time when something happens. I'm about to get start. I'm about to start getting funky with this shit. Because if I'm going to go down in this art house radio universe, I'm going to take a lot of people with me. I'm going to hit the streets with a microphone. I'm going to record me eating a bowl of cereal. That's going to be a full episode. You know, this is going to turn into some serious performance art. So stay tuned, friends. Until next time.